Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Today I want to concentrate on trade. We're in the process of negotiating a trade agreement with the European Union, and we've just completed an agreement with 11 other countries, a Trans-Pacific Partnership, and that agreement now needs to be approved by the countries involved. Let's not forget that President Obama has established diplomatic relations with Cuba after 50 years, which could open up new trade opportunities. First, let's consider the prospects of reaching an agreement with the European Union. The United States runs a huge trade deficit with Europe, while we run a big agricultural trade surplus with the rest of the world. And that tells us something about European trade barriers. On average, they have a 30% tariff on our ag products. That has to be knocked down. Tariffs are only part of the problem. They've always used non-tariff barriers to block our exports. I remember when I was Secretary of Agriculture, they closed the door on all of our meat exports to Europe. They said they had to inspect all of our processing plants for food safety. After 2 years, they agreed to approve 6 plants for export to Europe. They were all horse meat plants. The French couldn't get enough horse meat. Now, that said, to me, the most difficult barrier is the European rejection of GMO crops and food. The European countries ignore science, even though the European Food Safety Authority certified the safety of GM crops. In a luncheon with former Secretary of Agriculture, Clayton Yeider, this week, we both agreed that a trade agreement with Europe will not be easy. Turn the page to the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement, which is completed. Unfortunately, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are both dead set against it. The chances of our Congress passing it before the November election is next to zero. After the election, we shall see. U.S. Trade Ambassador Michael Froman warns that, and I quote, "If we get an agreement, it's not just what we stand to gain, it's what we stand to lose if we don't get one. Other countries are moving ahead. They're not waiting around for us." End of quote. Turn to Cuba, let me just say, we sold some soybean oil and bought some coffee, but what we really want are those Cuban cigars. And we can't take the trade wall down without legislation. I'm optimistic, though, that will get done. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.